Let's get to Kennedy's Dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Yeah. Alrighty, so I have some Olympic news for you, and it has nothing to do with sport. There are whispers that Tom Cruise will be part of the closing ceremonies. You know, they pan to him every 2 seconds that they can, whenever he's sitting watching an event.
I mean, that's television gold right there. Whatever he does, I'm in. I'm like, yes, more Tom Cruise cheering, signing autographs, hugging people. I am all in. Yes, please.
All right, well, here's the rumor, and I have not read this. I've read it a couple places, but again, it is rumor and conjecture. But if I'm right, you heard it here first. Rumors are that he will pull a Mission Impossible type stunt and will rappel from the top of the Stade de France, land on the stadium field, carry the official flag. However, he might use a stunt double for the rappelling part, and then he'll skydive in.
Of course he will.
He will not use a stunt double. Do not disrespect Tom Cruise like that, Kennedy.
Well, I just for timing purposes, Carson, I think. But
the French are like, we need Maverick to close this thing out.
That is amazing. That is the best news I've ever heard. Yes, yes, and yes.
The closing ceremonies will also feature the mayor of Paris, Anne Hidalgo, passing the Olympic flag to L.A. Mayor Karen Bass, since the 2028 Summer Olympics will be in L.A. And it will happen Sunday, August 11th at 7 p.m.
And then he needs to, you know, 4 years from now when those Olympics are in L.A., he needs to land wearing the exact same outfit wherever this ceremony starts. Like, he has to open the whole thing up.
Tom's going to be mid-60s by then. You think he's still gonna be doing crazy stuff?
He's gonna be in better shape.
And we'll have better skin going than in reverse. All of us.
He's aging. Yeah, he got the Benjamin Button. What's he doing in his spare time?
I don't know what it is, but I love him.
He believes in aliens. I can only imagine what he does to stay young. And in some other Olympic news, Veronica Fraley is an Olympic discus thrower, and she recently shared on Twitter, "I compete in the Olympic Games tomorrow, but I can't pay my rent. My school only sent 75% of my rent while they pay football players who haven't won anything enough to buy new cars and houses." Oh. She clarified she wasn't irritated with the school, but annoyed with the rules that bar her from making the amount she's worth as a college athlete. Be mad at anybody, girl. Well, here comes Flavor Flav. And Alexis Ohanian stepped in to help her out. They tweeted, "Come on, I will split it with Flavor Flav." Flav says, "I got you. DM me. I will send payment today." They sent her money, shared screenshots to confirm it. I can't tell you how much joy Flavor Flav has brought me during these Olympic Games. He's like, you know how Dolly Parton was for the pandemic? Mm-hmm. Flavor Flav is for the Olympics.
Can we just talk about how we all just decided as a country that Snoop Dogg and Flavor Flav are now our national mascots?
Well, you know what? When I don't know if mascot's the right word, but I feel like Flavor Flav made this choice, right? Like, out of nowhere. Saw a tweet that said, you know, the water polo team couldn't afford
anything. Dead to work, two, three jobs.
Yeah. And he's like, I have lots of money. Why can't I help? And so he did. And he has backed it all up. And I think that that says so much about him as a human being. And no, did I have Flavor Flav on my bingo card? No.
Layers to Flavor Flav, Kennedy. Did you see the video of him sit down at the piano in that beautiful museum in France?
Mm.
So he's in this very ornate, gorgeous museum, walking through. There's this piano, you know, like a grand piano. And he's like, am I allowed to play it? And the person in the background says, sure, go ahead. And then he sits down and starts playing a classical music piece on this piano. Flavor Flav, with a huge clock around his neck. I love this man.
I just think it is wonderful. And it's the whole idea of what the Olympics are about, I feel. And it just, it brings me joy. Anyway, and one last thing for you. Jelly Roll has released a new track. It's called Liar. It renounces the evil works of the devil of drug addiction, chasing riches. The video will premiere today at 5 on CMT. Here's a little taste. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend. Now, if you're saying that sounds familiar, Kennedy, it's because he debuted it on stage at the ACM Awards in May.
Okay.
But that is real.
I love that, ma'am.
Yeah, I know,
that
right?
That sounds really good.
And that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.